You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, BFM's Rachel Ashby got the chance to talk to US Girls' Megan Remy last week about her new album, In a Poem Unlimited. Here's part one of a two-part interview.
Hi, Megan. I'm Rachel from 95BFM. How are you?
Hi, Rachel. I'm good. How are you?
It's lovely to hear from you. Thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thanks for calling.
We might as well jump straight in. In a Poem Unlimited is a really phenomenal album. I've loved listening to it. And I think what I love about it is the real urgency of it as an album and the rage in it feels so cathartic, especially in this political climate that we're sort of facing all over the world. Was that something that informed the way you wrote this album, or was it something that kind of naturally fell into place?
I mean, I've been pissed off for a while. It was natural, yet constantly being formed by the new developments that are cropping up every day, it seems like, on this crazy planet. So it was my natural state, at least for as long as I can remember being a thinking person, at least since a teenager. You know, I'm upset. I'm looking at what's going on around me, and I'm attempting to filter it and make sense of it. I'm going to spit it back out in some way that I can live with through work. So it's something I've been doing for a while. It's just seeming to just now catch up with other people kind of realizing the urgency of the situation. So, yeah.
I totally think that it's something that is great to be able to listen to and feel like other people are feeling that way as well, and also putting it so eloquently and so powerfully into music, which is obviously such a fantastic method for uniting people when things are, you know, when there's reasons to be angry, I guess. You have this wonderful characterization in a lot of your music, but in this album it's really present too, which is sort of like you're speaking from many different female voices that could sometimes be the same person, that could sometimes be lots of different characters. And that's something that you were working in on Half Free, the album before this one as well. When you come up with those different characters, are they coming from personal places, or do they come from stories that you've heard, or is it more of a holistic kind of, this is the way that it feels to be a woman in the world?
It's all over the place, you know. It's my own experiences, things I've witnessed, or stories I've heard from friends, or I've overheard on a subway car, or things I've read in a book, or they come from history, or they come from just, you know, reading a story in the news and imagining what it's actually like to be a part of it. I think that empathy is one of the only ways to kind of enact change. And I think, you know, a good way to feel empathy is imagining yourself in someone's position. So I'm constantly trying to do that, you know, as a tool to try to understand where I am in my life. I find the more I understand about other people and history, the more I understand about myself.
Yeah, totally. I think it's interesting as well, looking at that, you sort of mentioned stories you've overheard and things, that idea of kind of whisper networks existing amongst women and minorities and groups that have faced violence and oppression historically and contemporary settings as well. And I think that that's something that comes, I loved about this album, is that you feel like someone's actually vocalizing those whisper networks in a way that's really direct and really like, almost like throwing that aggression back in the face of the aggressor. And I thought that that was something that the revenge part of this album, was that something that you put in there intentionally?
Yeah, I mean, everything is intentional.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all with reason. There's all a reason or a good intention behind it, or a wholesome intention, really, or an earnest intention. The revenge thing is, you know, it's very foreign to me. I think it's something I don't entirely relate to, even though there's times that I wish people could get theirs, you know, people that have hurt me, or these larger, you know, wouldn't we love to see someone who's hurt us or who's oppressed large group of people really get what's coming to them? Wouldn't that make us feel better? And I think that that's not actually true, you know. I think I liked dissecting that and looking at it and using it as a trope, almost like an action movie kind of trope thing. But really how I feel about it, you know, dissecting it just brought me back around to how I really feel about it, which is these abusers that do this stuff, something happened to them too. You know what I mean? Even if it's just their victims, even though they're benefiting from the system, they're capitalizing on a system that's in place for them, set up for them as men. Something allows, you know, happened to them in their life that allows them to act this way.
Yeah.
And that's something I've had to come around big with Trump, you know, like, something happened to that guy.
Yeah.
Bad. And I don't even want to know what made that person. And it's not just that he's a privileged white man. Something happened to him in his childhood that turned him into this monster that he is. And I'm sad for him, you know?
Hmm.
I think that the way he acts is he's crying out for help.
Yeah.
And no one's helping him. And no one's been helping him for a long time. And that's very sad, you know? But I think that... Yeah, the revenge thing, it was also just fun to work on.
Yeah.
You know, when I do feel like when I'm out on the street, I'm prey. I feel that way. And it's healthy for me to imagine it, the tables turned. But only go that far, you know, because that's it. That's not how, I don't want to live in a world where revenge would actually be satisfying.
No. And I think that's something as well that maybe music and art gives us the ability to imagine that and to sort of play those fantasies out in a way that actually doesn't then continue to perpetuate that violence and those violent contexts as well. Another thing I wanted to ask you about was the earnestness that you mentioned before, because I think that earnestness is so important at the moment in anything, and especially in music. And I love that pop can be a vehicle for earnestness in a way that other, also lots more like masculine coded, I'm saying that in quotation marks, music making, like, you know, male indie shoegazy kind of stuff, it's so veiled in irony historically that it's so refreshing to have women at the front of like a new wave of pop that is earnest and really impassioned. What's it like to be working in that way and working in that canon?
Earnestness is super important for me. I think it combats competition. I think it combats capitalism. I think it combats so many things. You know, the opposite, if you're earnest, no one's cool. And it's not about that, you know? And I think that's very important right now when we're still living in such an image-based, almost holographic-based society. All the photos that we're seeing are touched up. Nothing. That's not anyone looking like a real human being. Any image, any of it. Even the pictures that are put in me, of, you know, I have to take for magazines. They're touching those up, you know? Like, so I think that a way to combat that is being earnest, is being transparent, is being embarrassing yourself, is being exposing of your weaknesses, and trying only to relate and reach people, not place yourself above them. It's especially important for women right now. Like, it's a critical point right now where women need to, number one, realize that we are each other's allies, but we also need to understand, like, the levels of oppression that exist within women, how white women oppress colored women, how, you know, like, how the beauty market oppresses colored women and in turn also oppresses white women. Like, just, if we really need to band together, you know, we as women, we can relate on a lot of things. We've had a lot of the same experiences, and we should be talking to each other. And that's the thing, certain women are talking, like you're saying, this whispers. Women have always been talking, but we need to, the whisper needs to basically become a full volume voice.
Yeah.
for all of us to be able to hear each other so that we can say, this has been my experience. Someone else's what their experience is. We can see how we relate and we can see how we differ and we can go from there.
Hmm. And also uplift each other through that conversation,
yes,
as well.
And accept each other. And it's just, yes, earnestness is the key to that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.